Welcome to Shadows of Mystery, your companion, as we explore some of the most baffling unsolved cases and enigmas from around the world. Today, we turn our focus to one of Australia's most haunting mysteries, the disappearance of the Beaumont children. This case remains one of the country's most talked about and heartbreaking mysteries, a moment in history that profoundly changed the fabric of Australian society. The disappearance of Jane, Arna, and Grant Beaumont in 1966 was not just the vanishing of three children. It is a story that resonated far beyond Adelaide, striking fear into communities and shaping how parents thought about child safety. Who were the Beaumont children? What became of them on Australia Day in 1966? What are the most plausible theories about their disappearance? And how does this decades-old case continue to inspire conversations today? These are the questions we aim to explore in today's episode. The story of the Beaumont children is one that has left an indelible mark on the collective consciousness of Australia. The Beaumont children were last seen at Glenelg Beach on what should have been a carefree summer day. The close-knit siblings were well known to the locals, and their disappearance shattered the sense of innocence and safety that so many families had cherished. The case was unprecedented, not just for its mystery, but for the deep fear and heartbreak it sparked across the nation. Decades later, the Beaumont case remains unsolved, but it continues to ignite passionate discussions and investigations. Theories abound, ranging from sightings of the children with an unknown man to the chilling possibility of abduction by someone they trusted. Despite countless searches, public appeals, and breakthroughs in forensic science, no definitive answers have emerged. Yet, their legacy lives on, inspiring both vigilance and a commitment to protecting the most vulnerable in our society. It is a reminder of the enduring hope that, even in the face of unthinkable tragedy, justice and resolution are worth pursuing. Who are the Beaumont children? Before we discuss the details of the case, it is important to know who Jane, Arna, and Grant Beaumont were. These were three siblings from Somerton Park, a suburb of Adelaide in South Australia. Jane was the eldest at 9 years old, followed by Arna, who was 7, and their youngest brother Grant, just 4 years old. They were the children of Jim and Nancy Beaumont. By all accounts, they were a happy, typical family, and the Beaumont children were inseparable. Adelaide in 1966 was a quiet, tightly knit community. Families felt safe in their neighborhoods. People trusted one another. Parents often allowed their kids to have a sense of freedom. And during this period, there were no immediate fears about letting children venture out on their own to play nearby. Tragically, what happened to the Beaumont children changed that atmosphere forever. On January 26, 1966, the Beaumont children, Jane, aged 9, Arna, aged 7, and Grant, aged 4, set out for a routine trip to Glenelg Beach, just a short bus ride from their home. It was a trip they had made many times before, and their parents, Jim and Nancy, had no reason to suspect anything unusual. The day was bright and sunny, and the children were filled with the excitement of spending another carefree afternoon at the beach. However, that would be the last time anyone would see them again. They never returned home, and the mystery of their disappearance would haunt the nation for decades. The search for the Beaumont children became one of the largest and most heartbreaking investigations in Australian history. For months, authorities and volunteers scoured the area, searching for clues, following leads, and piecing together what might have happened. Families across Australia grieved with the Beaumonts, holding their own children a little closer and questioning the sense of safety they once shared. The case captivated the public and cast a long shadow over the idyllic lifestyle of the time, serving as a painful reminder of the fragility of innocence. The events of January 26, 1966. It was Australia Day, and like many families in Adelaide, the Beaumont children were excited to visit Glenelg Beach, a popular destination just a short bus ride from their home. Around 10 a.m., Jane, Arna, and Grant boarded the bus to the beach with money for snacks and plans to return home by 2 p.m. Witnesses at the beach later reported seeing the children laughing and playing together. They were last seen in the company of a man described as tall, blonde, and tanned. This man was reportedly interacting with the children in a friendly manner. One account even described the children purchasing snacks with money that seemed too plentiful to have been given to them by their parents. By 2 p.m., when the children failed to return home on the bus as expected, their mother grew increasingly worried. By evening, when there were still no signs of them, the police were contacted and an extensive search began. The search effort quickly gained momentum. With law enforcement, community volunteers, and even local media joining forces to locate the children. Flyers were distributed across the town, and nearby areas were scoured in the hopes of uncovering any clue that might lead to their whereabouts. Despite these efforts, the trail seemed to grow colder with each passing day, leaving the community in a state of collective worry and fear. The sense of unity in the search, however, also brought strength and hope that answers would soon be found. A testament to the resilience of the human spirit in times of uncertainty. Meanwhile, the children's mother held steadfast to the belief that her children would be found safe. She advocated tirelessly, speaking to the media and urging anyone with information to come forward, no matter how seemingly insignificant. Her determination to remain strong in the face of despair inspired those around her, a poignant reminder of the boundless strength of a parent's love. Though days turned into weeks, the search continued relentlessly, driven by a community united by hope, love, and the unwavering desire for resolution. The initial investigation was thorough and urgent. Police searched Glenelg Beach and surrounding areas, canvassing witnesses and interviewing anyone who may have seen the Beaumont children. Despite these efforts, there were no immediate breakthroughs. The descriptions of the man seen with the children helped establish a profile of a possible suspect, but no one matching that description was identified. Eyewitness accounts, while valuable, were inconsistent. The lack of surveillance technology in 1966 hampered the investigation significantly. There were no cameras to track the children's movements or the man they were last seen with. Mailbags, drains, and local properties were thoroughly searched for any sign of the children, but no physical evidence or leads emerged. Despite the exhaustive efforts by law enforcement and the local community, the case grew colder with each passing day. The lack of modern forensic advancements meant investigators had to rely heavily on rudimentary techniques and public cooperation, which, while sincere, could not pierce the veil of mystery surrounding the children's disappearance. Speculation and rumors swirled, adding layers of confusion to an already complex situation. For the grieving family, the uncertainty was crueler than closure, forcing them to live in the limbo of not knowing. Yet, amidst the tragedy, the disappearance sparked a renewed focus on child safety and community vigilance. It served as a sobering reminder that even the closest-knit communities could face unimaginable loss. Over time, this case became a harbinger for nationwide changes, promoting deeper investments in investigative resources and driving conversations about the safety of children in public spaces. While the answers remain elusive, the impact of that fateful day continues to resonate, inspiring stronger protections for future generations. Theories and speculation. Over the years, various theories about what might have happened to the Beaumont children have emerged. One of the earliest theories was that the children had simply drowned at Glenelg Beach, but this explanation fell apart quickly as their bodies were never recovered despite extensive searches. Another theory revolved around the idea that the man seen with the children abducted them for sinister reasons, such as human trafficking or harm. Several suspects were investigated over the years. Among them was Derek Percy, a convicted child killer who was active during that time, and Bevan Spencer von Einem, another notorious criminal with connections to child disappearances. However, there was never enough evidence to conclusively tie any suspect to this case. One particularly striking aspect of this mystery is the fact that, over the decades, no tangible evidence linked to the children was ever discovered. No clothing, no belongings, no burial site. Speculation continues to run rampant because, without these clues, the case remains open to interpretation. This heartbreaking void of answers has left families and communities grappling with pain, yet it also showcases the enduring strength of those who refuse to give up. Even in the face of decades of uncertainty, resilience prevails as investigators, journalists, and everyday people continue to seek truth and justice. Their steadfast determination to honor the memory of the missing children reminds us of the power of human connection and the unwavering drive to seek closure, even in the darkest circumstances. The case serves as a powerful reminder of the importance of vigilance and empathy within society. By raising awareness about these unresolved tragedies, communities can come together to protect the most vulnerable and demand accountability. While the past may hold unresolved wounds, the future provides an opportunity to learn, to heal, and to ensure that such heart-wrenching mysteries are not repeated. It is in this united effort that hope endures, promising that no story, no matter how challenging, is forgotten. Long-term impact and changes in society. The disappearance of the Beaumont children was a pivotal moment in Australian history. The case deeply impacted how Australians thought about child safety. It marked a shift where parents became far more vigilant about allowing their children unsupervised freedom. It also influenced law enforcement practices, including the development of strategies for managing child abduction cases. Beyond that, the case carried a cultural weight. Songs, books, documentaries, and podcasts have been inspired by the mystery. Each revisits the case with a hope that someone, somewhere, might remember something that could bring closure. For families impacted by such tragedies, the ripple effect is immeasurable. Beyond the immediate heartbreak, there's a lifelong shadow that often reshapes relationships, routines, and even identities. Many parents, siblings, and extended family members channel their grief into advocacy, working tirelessly to raise awareness and provide resources for others facing similar crises. Their resilience is a profound reminder of the strength that can emerge even in the darkest moments. This case also prompted society to reconsider how communities can come together to protect their most vulnerable members. It reinforced the belief that unity and vigilance, paired with compassion, can make a difference. By fostering environments where neighbors look out for one another and children feel safe, these lessons carry forward the hope of preventing future heartbreaks. Through shared effort, society moves closer to creating a world where every child can thrive without fear. The psychic connection. One element of the Beaumont case that raised both interest and controversy was the involvement of psychics. Over the years, several psychics claimed to have visions about the whereabouts of the children or details about the crime. The most notable was the Dutch clairvoyant Gerard Croiset, who came to Australia to assist with the case. He pointed investigators toward a specific site, yet searches based on these leads ultimately yielded no new evidence. The role of psychics in high-profile cases like this one often divides public opinion. Some see it as a distraction from legitimate investigative work, while others argue that it helps keep a case in public consciousness, which can lead to new interest or tips. Regardless of the skepticism surrounding psychic involvement, the disappearance of the Beaumont children remains one of the most profound mysteries in Australian history. It serves as a haunting reminder of the fragility of life and the importance of community vigilance. For decades, the case has persisted in the public imagination, inspiring books, documentaries, and ongoing efforts to uncover the truth. The enduring mystery has also prompted advancements in investigative techniques, as authorities continually seek to enhance their methodology in the hope of resolving cold cases like this one. Yet, beyond the procedural lessons and media coverage, the heart of this tragedy lies with the Beaumont family and their unimaginable loss. The disappearance of three children on an ordinary summer's day is a deeply human story, one of grief, resilience, and the never-ending search for answers. This case is a sobering reminder of the collective responsibility to ensure safety for all children and the enduring hope that even the darkest mysteries might one day see light. Recent developments and renewed interest. While years of silence followed the case, recent decades have seen periodic renewals of interest. Cold case units continue to review the original files. Public appeals for new information have occasionally uncovered fresh leads, though none have advanced the case significantly. Forensic technologies have also opened new possibilities for investigating older evidence, but the absence of physical clues tied to the Beaumont children remains one of the most puzzling aspects. Even today, the Australian public holds on to a deep-seated hope for answers. The mystery of the Beaumont children has become more than just a criminal case. It stands as a symbol of resilience and unity for a community that refuses to forget. Each year, anniversaries of their disappearance reignite a collective determination to seek justice and closure. This unwavering commitment is a testament to the enduring strength of the human spirit, even in the face of decades of unanswered questions. Families across Australia hold their loved ones a little closer, reminded of the fragility of life and the importance of vigilance. While the case has cast a long, somber shadow, it has also served as a catalyst for progress in child safety and investigative methods. Policies and technologies designed to protect children have evolved significantly since that fateful day, driven in part by the need to prevent such tragedies from recurring. The Beaumont children's story is a reminder that even the darkest mysteries can inspire powerful change and a deeper sense of responsibility within society. It is through this shared resolve that hope endures. This case remains one of Australia's most enduring mysteries. Wherever Jane, Arna, and Grant may be, their story is one of loss, resilience, and the deep impact such events have on families and communities. The Beaumont children are more than just a true crime story. They are a reminder of why we continue to tell these stories, to search for answers, and to hope for justice even in the face of decades of silence. The disappearance of the Beaumont children has shaped how communities understand safety and vigilance. It has served as a painful reminder of the importance of protecting the most vulnerable among us, our children. While the case remains cloaked in mystery, it has inspired countless efforts to create awareness and prevent similar tragedies. From raising the profile of missing persons cases to encouraging advancements in investigative methods, their story has brought the need for compassion, attention, and action to the forefront. Even in the absence of answers, the legacy of Jane, Arna, and Grant endures in the collective memory of those who have been touched by their story. It is a legacy that calls us to never forget, to hold on to hope, and to stand together in the pursuit of truth. Their story is a testament to the resilience of the human spirit and a call to action to ensure that no family endures such pain in silence. Through solidarity and unwavering determination, we find clarity in tragedy and strength in remembrance. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Shadows of Mystery. If you have any questions, theories, or reflections about this case, reach out to me on social media. Until next time, stay curious and stay safe.